Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Other Decluttering this week. I am one of your hosts, Kirstie Ferrugia.
And I am Amy Ravel, and we are here to help you live a more intentional life with freedom from clutter. Today, we are talking about the top three items you can declutter from each room. So it's going to be a quick fire episode, but it's also a great episode that you can kind of put on and play along as we go through it.
This was requested by Owen Gray. He always sends us some loads and loads of good ideas. So thank you, Owen. So what room are we going to start in today, Amy?
What's your favourite room? Let's start in your favourite room. Out of our little list there, what's your favourite one? So not the one you spend the most time in, but your favourite room to be in.
Favourite room to be in or the favourite room to declutter?
Favourite room to be in.
Probably my lounge room.
Excellent. Let's start with lounge room. We're getting straight into it this week, peeps. Straight into it.
We are. So we often find in lounge rooms that there's lots of books. Mm-hmm. Often you'll have a bookcase in your lounge room. And we just want you to question whether or not you actually need all of those books.
We've got some episodes specifically for books, resource books and kids' books and magazines that you can go back and listen to if you need a bit of a deep dive. But this is the bird's eye view of walk into the space, actually see the books. I think, Kirst, often we just don't see them anymore.
100%. I think that's what clutter can be obvious. It can be the things that doesn't have a home, you just keep tripping over. And, you know, we've done a whole episode on whether it's clutter, whether it's untidiness or what, you know, and what the difference between those two are. Sometimes though, clutter can be the very obvious things that you see every day, but you don't actually consider them clutter because you're quite happy with your bookcase. You're quite happy with having 100 books on one bookshelf. And so we just want to challenge you this week to go into all of these areas that we're going to talk about and think about the top three things that we've suggested might be things that you could declutter. And because white space is your friend, and actually the biggest thing that we find in homes that takes up the most space that does clutter things is furniture. So if you can let go of the things within the furniture, then you can get rid of the furniture and it can create even more white space.
You may have a bookshelf that ends up empty, but you may have like really nice things that you want to display that you can actually put on there. But one of the things that I reckon you can completely declutter from your lounge room is your CD rack.
And CDs.
Yeah. Let's tell us about that.
Oh, I want to challenge you. Do you have a streaming service for your music now? Do you have Apple or do you have Spotify? And I know that we love listening to our favorite old CDs, maybe, Maybe you have a sentimental attachment to some CDs. Just want to challenge you to go and check on Spotify to see if that album is on there. I was at a client's very recently, and we found cassette tapes.
Gold. That's awesome. They're not coming back into vogue like records have.
Yeah, and even if they do, whatever. I said to her, hey, you know, these might be on Spotify. She's like, no, they're like 40 years old. They're not going to be on Spotify.
Let me prove you wrong.
Yep. They were on Spotify. So we had our team member that was there with me, beautiful Mona. She just got the client's phone, hopped on Spotify and started following this particular brand.
That's awesome.
Or band. It wasn't a band, but yeah. So just challenge yourself. Could you let go of it? And are you actually even listening to the CDs? Or, you know, maybe you have moved back to vinyl and you're collecting those stuff on vinyl as well. So let go of the CDs.
Let the CDs go. And while you're at it, while you're on a roll, let those DVDs go that you're not going to watch again, because let's be honest, you're not going to watch them again. Again, plenty of episodes if you search back in our back catalogue, or you will find links in the show notes to these episodes. But while you're in there, books, CDs and DVDs.
Yeah. You've got the streaming services for all of them, I am sure.
Exactly. All right, Kirst, I want to know which of the rest is the room that you spend the most amount of time in?
The study.
I knew that. Let's go to the study then.
My home office. Okay. We often find broken appliances, broken printers or printers that you've upgraded, we often find. And people will keep the old printer just in case. I'm not a huge fan of this new one. And we question, well, why
you're never reconnecting the old printer.
No. So let it go. And the same with like old appliances. Like if you've got old mobile phones, I didn't put on the list, but that's another big thing that we find in studies. What else do we find in studies? Home offices.
In home offices, there's the old stationery. I used to be a really big stationery girl in the early 2000s. It was like my favourite shop. It was the equivalent of what became my IKEA in my 30s. And I just had lots of pretty stationery. And I'd never finished it. It's not that I never used it. I did use what I purchased, but I would often have, you know, one colour of the pens that I didn't fully run out of. Or I bought a little stationery pack that had scissors and a stapler, but I never actually used the paper clips. And so when you find all those bits and pieces, if you are not using that stationery, let it go. If it's in great condition, you can probably donate it or offer it to a home office or a charity or many different options. But do not keep old stationery. You're probably not going to go back and use it.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What's the biggest one?
Paperwork. Paperwork. And we have designed a whole course around paperwork and how to let go of all of your old paperwork that, you know, we grew up thinking that we had to keep because that's what our parents did and that's how they taught us to. But, you know, along with the streaming services, welcome to 2022 where everything is online.
Love it. Yeah, declutter that paperwork. And when you start and you feel stuck, our paperwork course is just $247. So it's a brilliant resource that you have access to for life that has resources and downloadables and charts and graphs and booklet and everything that you need in order to get your paperwork under control.
Mm. And then you might be able to declutter the filing cabinet, which will save you a whole lot of room that study.
We had a client last week who decluttered their filing cabinet, who at the start of working with our team had said, look, the filing cabinet won't go because there's just so much paperwork in it. I definitely need it. I may be able to go down a drawer, like go down to a 3 or 2 drawer, got rid of the filing cabinet, put our paperwork system in place, fully got rid of it. And like her mind was blown, absolutely blown.
Mm-hmm.
Kirst, which room in your house is the biggest of what's left?
The kitchen?
Yeah, I think it's the kitchen in your house too. Let's go to the kitchen. Follow us as we walk to the kitchen from the study.
My top tip in this space of your house is the triplicates in your utensil drawer and potentially even the duplicates. I'm okay with you having two wooden spoons, but I'm calling the line at three.
Is that because you've only got two hands? So unless, and if you are someone who has one hand, you just get, it's a ratio. Wooden spoons per hand of people in the kitchen. So if you cook with two people, am I allowed four?
Oh yeah. And actually I think.
What's the rule? What's the rule? Give me the black and the white. All right. I want the rule. I want every variant and I want I just want to know.
Okay. So it will depend on how many hobs you have on your.
Okay. Right.
Because
there's a lot of
variables.
You could
have five hobs on your stove and therefore you could be cooking five things at once. So I'm okay with five wooden spoons. It's probably I'm not okay with two graters that are exactly the same.
Okay, so everyone, just so you know, I'm going to create a spreadsheet that lets you know how many wooden spoons Kirsty says you can have. But when it comes to other utensils, tell us about. So the graters, totally understand. You can't use more than one at once.
Yeah, and then particularly if it's a four-sided grater. Yeah. Like you've got everything you need.
Yeah, but nobody uses that stupid, like, one on the side. Nobody uses the ones on the side.
I do.
Prove me wrong, people.
I do.
What?
Yeah.
You don't even cook, though. What are you using it for?
No, I'll do the parmesan. I'll do the cheese slicing.
Really?
I will use some of those sides on the four-sided grater.
I am genuinely blown away.
You probably don't need four ice cream scoopers, though.
No.
And you probably don't need, what's something else that I see? Like five
cake servers
mashes?
All the time.
Potato
mashes. Oh, yeah,
mashes.
No. I reckon the easiest way to know how many you have is to pull it all out, group like on the kitchen bench, and then keep your favourites and the rest can go. One of the other things we often find when we're in kitchens is broken saucepans and pots. So the lid might be broken, the handle might be broken. We find people that have ones that are for electric stovetops when they've only got gas or vice versa. So if you've got a saucepan, that is not your favourite, that's not your go-to, that has other ones that can replace it really easily, let that baby go.
And even if it is your favourite and it's broken, consider replacing it with the same thing.
Or fixing
thing.
It.
Yeah, or fixing it. But it just depends on – sometimes the handle's like completely snapped off and cannot be fixed. So, yes. And often Tupperware is a third thing in the kitchen.
Again, you're going to get messy with this one. Pull out your plastics, match them up, lids and bases or drink bottles and tops, and get rid of all the offens. If they do not have a buddy, off they go.
Yeah.
Simple, simple, simple. Kirst, what's the room in the house that you have the most of what's left?
Bedrooms.
Excellent.
My bedroom.
Yep. So let's do bedrooms. We'll do master bedroom first and then we can do kids' bedrooms. What do you reckon?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be no surprise. Master bedroom, we're going to talk about clothing because that is the bulk of what is kept in our master bedrooms often. Lots and lots of podcast episodes on clothes, but we want to direct you today to our 5-day wardrobe declutter challenge. It's free. It's video based. We take you through each area of your clothing. I near on guarantee that if anybody that's listening goes and into their master bedroom, goes into their wardrobe, there will be clothes you can declutter.
I think that there's clothes. I've been looking at my clothes because a lot of clothes I haven't worn in 2 years.
I know.
And it's so frustrating because I go in and I go, I should declutter this because I haven't used it. And I'm like, but this last 2 years has been so weird.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not the same.
No, yes.
But if you didn't like it, that probably hasn't changed in 2 years and you can still probably let it go. Yeah.
I was in a bedroom the other week and we actually decluttered lots of furniture from the bedroom because we had decluttered what was living in the furniture. So bedside tables. Admittedly, this lady was very happy to let go of the bedside tables and what we put back in was one drawer. And so we were like, well, maybe you could just get a tabletop.
That's awesome.
So, but we also decluttered so much of her clothes, Ashley, that the tall boy could be disposed of as well, or, you know, like passed on. There's just so often in bedrooms there's a lot of furniture that you could reassess, just cast your eyes over it, see if you could find a different solution. Because it takes up so much floor space in bedrooms.
Yeah. Yesterday, Jen and Jen, two of our team in Melbourne, were with a client who had found that their clothes were getting too much and they didn't have any solutions, and bought some of those plastic five drawer, they're like on the rollers. We've used them for all different things in our house over the years. The kids were little and gotten older. And they had, I think from memory, three or four of those in the bedroom that had been like the overflow socks, the leggings, the whatever it was. And they were so excited. They wrote in their report that the client had managed to declutter so much clothes that a couple of those got to go into the garage to store things in the garage. And they decluttered so much from the walk-in robe that the ones that remained got to go into the walk-in robe.
Yay.
So declutter that furniture. Declutter the furniture. The other thing we often find in bedrooms, which doesn't necessarily belong in a bedroom, is paperwork. And I think all I have to say is move it to the study, then refer to point two, which is declutter the paperwork.
Yeah. And I think as I started this podcast with, like, is it just tidying or is it actually needing a declutter? And a lot of the times when we walk into homes, the overarching concept in a home is that, in a lot of our homes, is that they're untidy to start with. And so sometimes you just need to tidy up and put things back in the home, because then that's when you can actually make the best decisions about what does need to be decluttered, because you can see it in its entirety.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.
Next is kids' bedroom. What are your top three suggestions in kids' bedrooms, Amy?
I think the top suggestion is go get said children, sit them down, let them listen to this little bit. My top advice, and then empower them if they're old enough to firstly get rid of any rubbish. I think the rubbish and the dishes as the mum of a teenage, two teenagers is the first thing that I would say. If you've got teenagers in your house or younger children, get them to bring out any, we just in our house, we just give them a garbage bag, like fill it up with any rubbish, get it out of the house, and please return all your dishes. And in our family, it's always the drink bottles. Please return all those to the kitchen for washing. That's hot tip number one, kids and teens who are listening to us right now.
Next, kids grow and teenagers grow really quickly. And so clothes is the next thing to go through and make sure that everything still fits. You know, we're heading into autumn here in Australia and spring if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. So just good opportunity to go through their clothes and see what it is that you need to buy for this next couple of seasons and what can be let go of, because I promise you they're not going to fit into it next year.
They're not going to fit into it next month. Like, it's ridiculous how fast they grow. And one of the other things that kids grow out of, they don't outgrow it, is toys, is they often will move on from their favourite things. They might have been into La La Loopsy and now they're more into juggling. So, you know, it's not necessarily that the age has always changed. It's sometimes just that their interest has changed. But it's a really great opportunity to get kids involved in deciding what they love, deciding what they want to keep, and then being part of deciding where those items that they're getting rid of goes to.
Where is the room that you spend the shortest amount of time in your day, Amy?
Well, me personally, it would be the laundry. But I know what the next thing is that's on the list. So The room I spend the second least amount of time in is the bathroom.
Well, we can go laundry. You can do laundry. We haven't got it on our list, but that's because I was in a rush. So let's do laundry.
Okay. I would say in the laundry, one of the things I often find is pet supplies that either belong somewhere else or don't belong just on top of the laundry bench. So I would say declutter the pet toys, the pet food, the collars, all of the bits and pieces for pets that you no longer have or have passed away, or that your pet had zero interest in. The food that you bought that they're like, I'm never going to eat that, Mum. Declutter that stuff, because it's not going to make you more money by keeping onto it just because it costs you a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
What else in the laundry chest?
Laundry products and products that live in the laundry that have expired. Yeah, but it could be like batteries or lights and things that other people keep in their laundries that you just need. It needs fresh eyes over. Just look and go, actually, I haven't used them. But yeah, when it comes to the product, cleaning products, it can definitely be like, yep, I bought that dye 10 years ago, have not used that dye.
Their shoe
not
polish.
Not going to die.
I haven't polished my shoes since high school.
Yeah. So let go of them and that will free up some space in your laundry.
The final one that I know that we find a lot, and sometimes we have it in ours too, is broken pegs or broken clothes horses or any the type of brokenness, because they will break, because often your pegs are out in the sun and they'll get sun damage unless you've got those fancy stainless steel ones. So give a child, a small child, like 5 cents per broken peg they pick up off the floor underneath your washing line. Job done.
I love it. Okay, now to the bathroom.
First one, Kes, what is it?
Products past their use by date. We had a brilliant discussion. Somebody posted in our Facebook group very recently about the products in their bathroom that they got rid of. Now, we had loads of people also commenting that, hey, you could still use it. And just want to remind everybody very publicly that we really want to honor people's decisions. That, like, honor is a huge part of the art of decluttering. We honor people's decisions on a daily basis when we go into their homes. So we just want to encourage everybody on the Facebook group to also honor other people's decisions that they've made and don't undermine them by placing your judgment on their choices. And the use by date, if some people are absolutely fine with using things past their use by date and other people are not keen on that, and some things are ineffective past their use by date.
Or unsafe.
Yes, or unsafe.
Yes.
So products past their use by date is a really easy thing in the bathroom, although sometimes not so easy to find a use by date on some products.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, if you've bought it 10 years ago, probably past its use by date.
I want my yes button here, but my yes button has been moved because our family have been using it for some fun things. But if I had it here, I'd be like smacking it and be going, yes, yes, yes. Because yes, 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 use by dates. one of the things that I find, and I think we've talked about this in curly, like when I've talked about curly girl processes with my own hair, is that sometimes you buy products, but you're just not going to use them again. And either you've bought two of them in a sale and you open one and then you're like, this product does not work for me. So you find it okay to get rid of the one that you're not going to use. But what do you do with the full one? Get rid of these things that you are not going to use or you have never used. Often a local homeless shelter or a women's shelter will take unused, unopened products, or Share the Dignity might take them. They do not need to basically sit in your cupboard until one day they go into category one, which is past its use-by date. Let somebody else use it.
And our third top item that you can declutter in the bathroom is duplicate appliances. So you, yes, again, and broken. You may
so
have
much.
Brought so a bad. New hairdryer and you just accidentally forgot to get rid of the old hairdryer that had broken or that wasn't quite as working as well, and that's why you got a new one. Or maybe you got a new one for your birthday and you haven't passed on the old one. So just want to encourage you to pass on duplicate appliances if they're in still in good working condition, and if they're not, they need to go in disposed of.
You don't need a backup hair straightener and a travel hair straightener and a hair straightener that I'll pass on to my daughter when she's written. No, you don't need all of that, and they're not going to be as good quality as what you'll end up buying her for her 13th birthday anyway. I see it a lot with men's shavers because they can be quite pricey. And look, I'm going to be honest, as the only female in a house of three men, men don't keep that stuff in awesome condition, generally speaking. And so when they're done, they're really done. You don't want to keep that puppy as a backup. So let it go.
As Amy said earlier, we have actually done a deep dive on every single one of these topics. Mm-hmm. Is there any topic we haven't spoken about?
No.
Every
in the whole
topic.
World, is there any topic we haven't spoken about?
Just in
let
this
us know.
List. In this list, we have spoken about all of these topics, and Belinda, our amazing, amazing Belinda, will put links to every single episode in the show notes, and you can find them either in your podcast app if you just scroll down, you'll see all the show notes and the links, or you can head over to our website and search in the podcast section for this episode, and you will find all the links to all the other podcasts that we have done a deep dive on. So if you're like, oh, okay, I want to do paperwork, then we've got a podcast and a course for you. Oh, if you want to do toys, kids' toys, we've got a podcast for you. So head over there for more of our dulcet tones and silly antics and good tips and tricks.
Today's review is from the US of A. It's an Apple Podcast review. It's from Baby Girl Jody, and it's a 5-star review titled "Great Way to Learn About Decluttering from Positive People." They say, "I love their calm, understanding approach of the topic. Great content for newbies and seasoned declutterers alike. No pressure, no judgment, just great ideas." And this is my favorite bit. P.S. It's raining. If you are new to the podcast, you may not know that when we get to the review section, not only do we like to read a review, but we like to try and tap you on the shoulder specifically of, hey, you've thought about leaving a review, but sometimes we just don't get to the action of it. So we like to give you a little tip. But today I'm going to read a second review. And this is from Apple Podcasts Australia. It's from Mel81. It's a 5-star review titled "Thanks." They say, "Love listening to you ladies every Monday. Was so grateful for your daily podcast during lockdown in Melbourne, as I was in lockdown and working from home." So if you scroll back in your podcast feed, peeps, you will see like this prolific couple of months where we were all in lockdown and Kirsten and I did daily episodes. We love you. We hope we never go into lockdown again and never ever have to do daily episodes again or choose to do daily episodes. They finish, "Keep up the good work," from Melina. Kes, what are we asking today? Who do we want to look through the window and say, we'd like you to leave a review?
If you have an artwork in your space that you're in right now that you love, ooh, I want you to write a review.
That's so cool. I love it. And maybe tell us in the review what the artwork is.
Mm.
Is it a like famous painting? Is it a photo that you took? Is it abstract? Tell us about the art as well. That's awesome.
Random.
Random's good. We hope that these 35 items that you can declutter from the top 7 rooms in your house has been helpful. As always, we want you to go and do the decluttering as well as work on that mindset, work on your heart and the freedom. So we look forward to seeing you again next week with another great episode.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.